Please listen carefully.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast. My name is Erica, and I am the creator of Bring Your Own Kombucha, which is also a blog, an Instagram account, and as you know, a podcast. And I'll be announcing really soon my new business venture, so stay tuned for that. So today's podcast guest is my friend Nadia. We had connected a while back, probably about 2 years ago, when she was creating the Nourish Retreat. And I was a speaker at the event. I collaborated with a couple other nutritionists to talk about intermittent fasting. And from there on out, I also did a live podcast recording at her most recent Nourish Retreat in New York City last February. So we've known each other for a little bit now, and she has just amazed me with how much she has grown her business. She's also a holistic nutritionist. Like I mentioned, she organizes the Nourish Retreat. She has her own line of products that she sells at farmers markets, online, on her website, and on Etsy. She hosts cooking classes. I mean, she is just nonstop amazing, truly. And she's fortunate enough to be local, so I'm fortunate that she's local to me. So, We were able to record this live. You might hear Lizzie in the background a little bit in the end. And I just hope you guys really enjoy hearing about her personal wellness journey, why she decided to tap into this practice, and just about all of her success and how you guys can snag one of her elderberry syrups or hire her to become your nutritionist or attend one of her local cooking classes, which I know I cannot wait to sign up for. I think I'm going to do one with my girlfriends this holiday season. So if you're interested, you can go to her website. It's nourishedbynadia.com. And if you would like to purchase one of her elderberry syrups, she has turmeric lattes, she has an assortment of products, you can use the code kombucha for a limited time for a sweet discount. So let me know what you guys think. And as always, if you feel inclined, please head over to iTunes and leave this podcast a review. Thanks, guys. Enjoy. Hi, Nadia, and welcome to the Bring Your Own Kombucha podcast.
Hi, Erica. Thank you so much for having me.
Of course. We've been playing a little bit of like phone tag and invitation tag because we keep trying to schedule this, and I'm glad you're finally here in person to chat with me.
I know. I'm so happy. I know we were with summer and everything. It just took us a while to sync up, but I'm so glad that I'm here.
Me too. So for everyone listening, I connected with Nadia probably 3 years ago. When you were first starting the Nourish Retreat event.
So that 2 years ago. 2 years ago, yeah.
It feels like
so long ago. I know, it
does. And we connected through that event. And from there, you've been going to farmers markets with your products. You've grown your business coaching clients. So how about you give us a little bit of a background about yourself before we get into all the details?
So I'm actually a holistic nutritionist. I help clients transition to a plant-based diet. But the other things that I've worked on over the last couple of years, I've done health and wellness events in New York. I've also launched products, which I launched last year. So I'm really excited about all the different things that I'm working on. And I'd love to discuss everything that I'm doing with you.
Definitely. So my first question for you is, where did you get your accreditation for becoming a nutritionist? And what's the difference between a nutritionist and a holistic nutritionist?
Okay, so I actually, I found a school in New Jersey called Academy of Natural Health Sciences. And I was looking for a while at like the different schools. There's like a school in New York. And I ended up because it was an in-person program, I ended up going with that. And I just felt like it was teaching a lot of very in-depth medical, just a lot of the medical stuff. And it also incorporated the holistic stuff. So when you talk about holistic nutrition, it's really talking about like the whole self. You're talking about, you know, obviously what you're eating. But I also studied herbs. I studied kinesiology. Like I studied a lot of different things. And then also like, with holistic nutrition, you're also looking at different things like sleep and, fitness and all of those things. So, the difference between a holistic nutritionist and a nutritionist would be that a nutritionist can also be a dietitian. So my program was not like a, you know, like a bachelor's degree or a master's degree, but it was a certification. But it was so focused, and we also had a thesis that I know that I got the education that someone would get in, let's say, a four-year program, where it would really only be like 2 years. That they would be studying nutrition. So that's kind of the difference, if that makes sense.
That definitely makes sense. So what kind of clients do you coach, and, you know, do they follow a particular diet? Like, are they vegans or pescatarians, or do you coach all different types of clients?
So when I first started, and about 4 years ago, I was coaching all kinds of clients, but my focus was to try to help them eat less processed foods. And that's still what I do. I'm trying to help them decipher the grocery store and like the nutrition labels and all of that stuff that gets so confusing. But now, over the last 2 years, I ended up going plant-based, mostly plant-based, a couple of years ago. And since then, I've been helping clients who might be pescatarian or might be omnivores or whatever, but they're interested in incorporating more plants into their diet and just having a more plant-focused diet. So that's what I've been focusing on, because I know how challenging it could be, whether it's socially, traveling, even just it's a whole new way of cooking. So that's been my focus in helping clients really try to incorporate more of those vegetables into their diet.
It really is so hard to incorporate more plants, and it's such a shame, too, because that shouldn't be hard.
Right.
You know, we shouldn't be reaching for the processed foods over the plant-based food.
Yeah.
But I love following people on Instagram like yourself and like my friend Lisa Marie over at Hungry Hippie Eats, because you guys show us so many different ways to incorporate plants into our food, where you know, instead of grabbing for bread or, you know, whatever processed foods there are, it's just a really great way to like get ideas for dinner, and you guys give lots of tips. I really love following you guys. So with that being said, what was your reason for going into nutrition? Because maybe I'm mistaken, but I feel like you had another career before you were in nutrition.
So the funny thing is, So I went to Rutgers University in New Jersey, and I graduated with an economics degree, and I started working in accounting and then finance. So I worked in finance for like 10 years.
Wow.
And but while I was – oh, and this is another thing that I don't even think you know about, is – while I was working in finance, I also had a cake business on the side.
I had no idea.
So I did like those crazy fondant cakes.
Very cool.
Yeah.
But also very sugary.
Yeah.
Right?
It's so bad for you. And like, I mean, it was just things that's just like the normal American diet, like sad diet. And I didn't think anything of it because I didn't know any better at that time. But I started, I don't know, I just started to get an interest in just like being healthier. Like I was working out, but what people don't realize, it's really 80% is what you eat and 20% is fitness. But, so that's when I started to like, just read more about like nutrition, and I started drinking green smoothies, and I think that's how my health journey started to begin. And so while I still had my cake business and I still worked in finance, I ended up enrolling in a nutrition program, the one that I was mentioning before, because I just wanted to learn for myself. But while I was in it, I realized I'm like, okay, I'm learning all of this amazing information. I don't want to just keep it to myself. Like, I really want to help other people. So that's kind of like how it started. And I started to, like with my cake business, I actually ended up eventually because I realized like, oh my God, like the food coloring and the shortening and like the butter and like all of this stuff all in one cake or cupcakes, it's so bad for you. So I ended up eventually I stopped doing all of that. Obviously I would love to find, I'm always looking for like new recipes that where I can still eat cake, but it being healthier. But I stopped the cake business. And then eventually once I completed my nutrition, certification, I would say it was probably like maybe late that year, I ended up quitting finance too. And I just started over the last 4 years, I've just been focusing on that and building my brand and building my business. So it's been exciting. Obviously being an entrepreneur is a lot more challenging than just going to a 9-to-5. I mean, that has its own challenges, but it's just so different. Like I'm doing everything. Like I'm doing the marketing, learning how to build a website, just all the different things. And then plus trying to help clients at the same time. So it's definitely a lot, but it's very rewarding.
That's so funny that I had no idea about the cake business. I feel like it's so interesting and really funny how the universe works, how, you know, from one end of the spectrum, you're like, preparing these probably awesome, delicious cakes, but they're like filled with sugar. And then the other, you know, side of it now is that you're like, no, you shouldn't be eating something like that in such large proportions or, you know, whatever it may be. That's really funny. How like the universe works.
Right.
Your path, your journey.
I know. And it's, I think on Instagram, I think you posted the other day about the natural food coloring.
Yes.
Stuff like that, I feel like even a few years ago, didn't really exist. Mm-hmm. Like you really couldn't find that. So it's really great how things are changing.
Totally.
And like you can totally find things that are just, you can still have that cake and make it look pretty, but you're using like things like turmeric and spirulina and like,
beets. I totally agree with that. The brand that Nadia is referencing is Color Foods Kitchen. And I forget how we stumbled upon them, but if you go to their page, they have amazing desserts and just like really fun ways to like, you know, especially getting kids to eat is a nightmare. So like if you can make it fun and still be able to like integrate like different colors and things like that, it's, you know, great. So kind of transitioning a little bit. So when I met you, you were first launching the Nourish Your Tree. Mm-hmm. And what inspired you to create an event like that? And exactly what did you have at that event, you know, after you got your nutrition degree?
So I think what inspired me to do that was because, so when I started my nutrition business, I was working with clients one-on-one. But I just felt like there was a need for more people. Like, there's only so many people I can help if I'm working with them one-on-one. Mm-hmm. But I was like, how can I spread more knowledge about health and wellness to more people?
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I got the idea of doing a wellness event. And so I started to work on that. And people were so receptive to it. Like, you were one of those people. And I saw that there was a community out there of people who wanted to learn, who were already in the wellness community. And there were amazing vendors that were also in that same industry. So I got all of those people into one event. So basically it was a day of wellness where there were speakers throughout the day talking about all different aspects of nutrition, fitness, overall wellness, clean beauty. And then we also had a marketplace. So there we had like 20 vendors who had amazing food, organic skincare, organic spices. So there were just like so many amazing things in that day. And that was exactly what I wanted to create. And really I was like, even if someone learns, like someone attends and they only learn one thing or they purchase a product that's healthy,
right?
That was my mission and that's what I wanted to get out there.
The exposure alone to just all different facets of health and wellness and brands and tasting healthy but delicious food and like finding makeup.
Yeah.
Like sometimes you just don't even think about
you know, the products you're using mm-hmm. or how you can make those shifts. So I felt like the exposure at that event was just so helpful
exactly.
to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So then after we had that first event, you had two more events, and those were located in New York City.
Manhattan,
right. Mm-hmm. So what was different from that first event to those two other events? Did you learn anything or take anything from that first event?
So between the first event and the second event, I ended up doing over a year later, because I was just trying to learn more about the industry. And it just took me some time to really figure things out. Mm-hmm. As amazing as the first event was, I was like, I want the second event to be even better.
But the first event was really great. Like it was.
So this one, the second one, and actually the third one too, they were pretty similar. Mm-hmm. But it was more workshops. So like, I think it was the second event that I did a demo. So I actually did a demo of, where I was making vegan mac and cheese and buffalo cauliflower.
Very cool.
So I wanted to incorporate more hands-on types of things.
Yeah.
And then we also had yoga, at both events, and then again, it was like a marketplace. And then just like the vibe of having it in Manhattan, I think that changes things up too. And it was a really great location.
I definitely think having the events in the middle of New York City was a good change. I don't know, because like New York City, obviously cities are just so much more apt to having juice bars and marathons. And just like mm-hmm. they really are the center for health and wellness, as opposed to suburbia out here. There are just not enough juice bars or wellness events. I've thought about hosting some wellness events in Princeton. I'm sure there is a community, but I don't know how big of a community. It's hard.
It is, because that, so when I was planning the first event, I actually wanted to have it in New Jersey, because I'm from New Jersey, I want to have an event here. But then I realized, there's just not that much of a community here, or it's very spread out. There are certain pockets of New Jersey but it's how do you get to those people? How do you let them know about the event? So I was having it in New York is just, there's just more people. People are more into wellness.
Yeah.
So that's why it ended up happening that way. But I would love to eventually do it in New Jersey.
I agree. but you have found a little bit of a niche here in New Jersey, because you've been selling products at the Bedminster Farmers Market. So what products are you selling? Why did you start creating your own products? Give us all the details.
Okay. So it's actually been about a year now. I started selling elderberry kits. And for those who don't know or aren't familiar with elderberry is really beneficial for your immune system. It prevents the cold and flu. It shortens the duration of the cold and flu. And it's just it's just an overall really amazing immune booster.
And it's a plant, right?
It's a berry, actually.
Oh, a berry.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, it's a berry. But I put ingredients like ginger, cloves, Ceylon cinnamon, which has way more antioxidants than just the regular cinnamon that you buy.
Mm-hmm.
And then I use local raw honey too. And then, I also have a vegan version with maple syrup. But so I started selling the kit. Actually, I started selling the kit first, which was basically all of those dry ingredients so that you can make your own syrup. So that around the holidays ended up being really amazing, because people were buying it as gifts. But a lot of people were elderberry kit's great, but I don't feel like making the syrup.
Or you burn it me. Yeah. I don't even know how you do that. I honestly wasn't paying attention.
So because of that feedback, I started making the syrup too. I would say I started selling the kits first, then I started selling the syrup, and that's been really amazing, especially around the fall and winter seasons.
Mm-hmm.
It's been really popular. And I started an Etsy shop, so I started selling the syrups on there as well as the elderberry kits.
And where can they find your Etsy shop?
So it's etsy.com/shop/ Nourished by Nadia.
Okay.
I'm also updating. I'm in the process of updating my website so that all those products are on my website too, which
very
is
cool.
nourishedbynadia.com. So I was selling at farmers markets. And then in May, around here, or I guess everywhere in the U.S., the the farmers markets, they usually start around May, the mm-hmm. outdoor ones. So I ended up starting to sell at the Bedminster Farmers Market back in May of this year. And so there I started to kind of like grow my community, the local community, because, you know, I've been doing the online thing for a few years now, but really just trying to like find those people that are like around me. And so it's been really amazing, like meeting new people, growing my brand. And I've been selling elderberry syrup, elderberry kits, turmeric latte mixes, and granola, and trying to think what else.
Smoothies. I'm like,
yes. So that's one of the things that I've started to sell to are basically frozen smoothie cups. Like I was telling you earlier. Yeah. So one of the challenges that people have is that they want to eat healthier, but they either don't have the time to make healthy food, or it's not readily available for them. So for over the last year, what I've been working on are actually prepared meals that people can buy. One of the first products that I've started to sell are frozen smoothie cups. But with my holistic nutrition background, I'm trying to incorporate more of like, kind of differentiate me from my products from, let's say, other products that are out there with herbs.
Infinity, it's okay.
Like Daily Harvest is out there, and there's a couple of others. But it's not an oversaturated market right now, and I feel like there's a lot of room there for my type of product where I can incorporate, for example, hibiscus tea is really amazing for those with high blood pressure. So adding hibiscus tea to a smoothie would be a really beneficial thing for those who have high blood pressure or they want to prevent that. So the idea of it is that everything comes in a cup, like a pint ice cream cup, all the washed and frozen ingredients, all organic. All you have to do is add it to a blender and add water. So it's really simple. And it's just the convenience. People just want convenience these days.
100%. I couldn't agree more. I feel like as a mom, like, I try so hard to be conscious of what I'm giving Lizzie, what I'm giving myself. Mm-hmm. But you just don't have the time like you used to have. So if you can just, you know, depend on somebody like you to create this product that, you know, is tailored towards me and my needs, and I could just pick it up out of the fridge and make it, like, super easy, I think that's genius.
Right. And it's kid-friendly, too.
Exactly.
Because I've made two smoothies that are totally nut-free for those with allergies, with nut allergies, and then, like, one just, like, a basic green smoothie. So, and I love smoothies. Like, I'm all about them.
Same. It's just such a great, easy way to, like, throw some nutrition into your
day. Exactly. Because who wants to sit there and eat, like a whole, I mean, I eat salads and stuff, but it's just so much easier sometimes.
I totally agree.
Just to get like a ton of greens, fruit, and
sit
all
your
of
computer
that.
Do work and like get it down.
Exactly.
So you really are like a jack of all trades over here. You're hosting events, you're working with individual clients, you have products out on the market, and you're going to, you know, the farmer's market to actually sell and interact with your clients, which is really cool. But you've also found another niche.
I have.
So you're hosting cooking classes, which I 100% want to head to one of these.
You have to.
In November, December. Yeah. I'll have to check my schedule. But tell us more about them and, like, what do you learn? What you guys are cooking? I saw one the other day, and did you cook chili?
No. So we made, last Thursday
your
I had
soup?
A class. Yeah.
Soup, okay. It looked so freaking good.
Yeah.
So good. Tell us all about it.
So the way I started this venture, well, it's not really a venture, it's just part of, it's just like kind of another part of my business, is when I was working with clients, is that they found that it was really hard to, even if I provided recipes for them, they didn't even know where to begin when it came to cooking.
Yeah.
So I started these plant-based cooking classes. So at my wellness event, I did a demo where I made, and this was back in February, I did a demo, cooking demo, where I made vegan mac and cheese using cashews and buffalo cauliflower. And then soon after, I decided, I'm like, why don't I start doing classes? Because people, there's a need for it. Even for those who are not totally vegan or plant-based, but they just want to incorporate more plant-based meals. I want to show them that it can be delicious. So last Thursday, I had another class, and we made lasagna using cashew ricotta cheese. It was so good. Total, and it was gluten-free because I used the Explore Cuisine lentil lasagna. If you've never tried that, it's so good.
I haven't. I actually have it, but I haven't tried it yet.
Oh, my God, you have to try it. It's really good. You don't even have to boil it or anything. It's just, it's so easy.
Really?
Yeah, it's so easy. And, like, there really is no difference between, like, I don't think anyway. Maybe I'm just used to it now. But, like, I think it's so good. And then we also made butternut squash soup, which is delicious, using coconut milk. And then an almond butter chocolate fudge that we baked.
Oh, my
so
God.
So good. Yeah. So those are the type of things where I'm like, I want to show people that this way of eating and healthier eating is really delicious. You can find ingredients easily, and they're readily available. And then I show people, like, for example, one of the things that I do is I'll show people, okay, like I've tried to reduce my oil intake just because of, like, the calories and the extra fat. And...
Sorry, guys.
So I'll show people you can actually saute vegetables with water or vegetable broth. So just like all the different tips that I've learned over the last couple of years, I try to teach people in person in real life. So it's like, so much fun.
Going to those cooking classes are also so much fun. Excuse to like get out with your girlfriends and like do something healthy.
Exactly.
Like I feel like lately when I finally get a chance to like go out with my girlfriends, I don't want to go out drinking all night. Yeah. Like, that's not fun or productive to me anymore. Like, I much rather say, like, hey, let's go grab a yoga. Like, let's go to a yoga class, or, like, let's go to a Pilates class, or even, like, let's go to a cooking class. Like, I feel like that's such a great way to connect with friends and, like, I don't know, be productive at the same time.
Exactly. And, like, learn something and have fun at the same time.
Yeah.
And then I'm also doing them in people's homes, too. Like, if people want to... get their friends together and just like have a fun night in their house. Like I do that too, which can be a lot of fun.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. That's probably especially fun during the holidays.
Exactly. Yeah.
So with all these ventures going on, what do you have up your sleeve? Like what else do you see in store for Nourished by Nadia? Like what do you want to accomplish in 2020?
So one of the things that I'm working on is an online group program, and that is, it would be a group nutrition program where I'm working with clients, everything's virtual, but you have a community of people that are in the same boat as you, and it's basically it's a beginner's guide to eating plant-based, from beginner's guide, and then up until more advanced cooking classes. So everything would be online, virtual, and I show everything that you need to eat more plant-based. So that's one of the things that I'm working on. I've been busy with all these other things, so I haven't completed it yet. But it's one of the things that I'm like, I'm so focused on completing because I do think that there's a huge need for it, especially with the whole plant-based industry growing right now.
Yes.
And that's a whole other story. I don't know. There are certain things about that I'm not really thrilled about. A lot of the processed, you know, like the processed vegan foods that are kind of coming out now.
Yeah.
But online, that's what I'm working on now.
So let's touch on this a little bit more. For someone who, like myself, for someone like myself who just wants to start incorporating more plant-based meals into their diet, or for somebody who really wants to, you know, go vegan, what are some tips that you have for them for beginners?
So for beginners, I would say start with looking, and I can always provide recipes too, is find recipes that you really love. Like, so for example, one of the foods that I love is, so one tip I would say is try to find recipes that you think that you're going to like, because I think that the key is once you find recipes that